Even now, says the Lord, return to me with your whole heart. God is calling out. He says, rend your hearts, not your garments. I'm not so worried about your external observances. I want your heart. I want your love. I want you to know how much I love you. In the second reading today, we hear, we are ambassadors for Christ. As if God were appealing through us. He says, work then so that you do not receive the gift of God in vain. We implore you, be reconciled to God. This is what Lent is about. You know, we talk a lot about the different things we do for Lent, but this is what Lent is about. The whole Christian life is about growing closer to God, growing in relationship. Too often we say, well, later, I'll do that later, when there's more time, later. I don't have time now, later. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In this extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy that Pope Francis has called us to, we recognize that this is a time where God is pouring out a superabundance of His mercies. Let's not procrastinate. Let's not put it off. Let's grab hold of these graces now, so that we can enter into that relationship with God. So that we can grow in that relationship with God. This is what it's all about. Loving God and letting Him love us. Letting Him love us. The gospel shows us ways that we can do this, and this is what the church picks up on as we should act in Lent. Almsgiving, fasting, and prayer. But it's not just about external things. It's not just about, you know, as I've mentioned before, Matthew Kelly saying, don't give up chocolate for Lent. It's not just about giving things up. But it's about putting into effect that which we need to get close to the heart of God. So, for instance, with fasting, fasting is about recognizing that there's something in our lives that's standing in the way of my relationship with God. And so trying to put that aside. Not that the thing is necessarily bad in itself, but it's taking a higher priority. Sometimes that has to do with our appetites. And sometimes that has to do with our loneliness. That we try to fill ourselves, our time, with these different things. But ultimately, what fasting is, it's about creating a longing for God within us. Now, I don't know if you're like me. Probably not, because I'm unique. But if you are like me, you really like food. Have you ever finished a meal? An incredible meal. A meal that was just so delightful. And been sad because it was over. Have you ever finished a meal and said, oh, I wish I could fit more in? There's a longing there. Probably something more people can understand, and this is, you know, when you're not hungry, you're still eating. Stress eating or loneliness or whatever else, you fill yourself with food. Now, what's this saying? Because it doesn't ultimately fill us, but we recognize there's something more that we're longing for, that we want to fill our longing. We could have an incredible meal and in fact be very full at the end of it and still feel like I want more. That's a sign. That's a sign of something good. Not something bad. It's a sign that we were made for something intimate, infinite. We were made only to be filled by the infinite. The stuff of this world It can't fill us. It ultimately leaves us empty. And so what fasting does is it allows there to be room so that we can then recognize that that longing really is for something greater than this world. That longing is for the infinite, for God. Because food and other things can get in the way of that longing if we try to fill ourselves with it. So the fasting piece is not just about saying, okay, I'm going to give up chocolate for Lent, but it's about saying, what's standing in my way of allowing myself to hunger for God, to long for Him? And maybe it isn't food at all. Maybe it's that we spend too much time with our thumbs moving in the air on our phones. Maybe it's that we spend too much time checking our Facebook. Who knows what it is? You guys know, and that's with you and God. I can tell you this. Several years ago, I had discovered something that was a complete shock to me. I was an addict. I was addicted to Facebook. Can you believe it? And so I said, well, okay, for Lent, I'm going to give up Facebook. A little hard at first, but by the end of Lent, it was a delight. And when Easter came and I went to log in again, right, I actually found that it wasn't filling what I thought it was filling before. I found it empty. That was the grace of God. And within a short time, I decided, why even bother? It wasn't being the tool it was supposed to be, but it was absorbing too much of my time, and so I had to get rid of it. I'm not saying Facebook is bad, not at all. There are very good things about Facebook. But for me, I had to get rid of it. What's in your life that's standing in the way of your time with God, getting close to God, feeling the longing for God? That's what fasting's about.